Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Cinementia! Hey, my show's a big hit. The audience loves it. I'm exhausted. I'm surprised I even have a voice today. Okay. Alrighty. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters is already in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This Tuesday it's going to be Cloris Leachman and her son George Englund Jr. Okay, you don't want to miss that, May 3rd. Okay, I don't know what I want to start with today. Oh, it's breaking up a little bit. I don't know what's happening. A little static on the line here. And let's just get started with, I don't know, if it's you, Betty Jo.
We present half an hour of continuous radio fighting. In both corners, the Goon!
Yes, sir. Yes, Master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagoon.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified 11th hammock. I'll say it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan. I'll thump you anyway. Now step on your foot, boy. At the time!
Caught me flies.
At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something stuck to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you.
Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said...
Report at once to MI5.
The letter was written... in a disguised voice. Hurriedly stepping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a job.
There you go.
Somebody open a window.
So this was the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Gridpipe Thin. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pimples.
Now, Captain Seagull.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Well, I don't know, then. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's a dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks?
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does it mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
Tea! For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ying tong it'll have all.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
There you go.
Any questions? Yes.
I'm sorry, I had a yes, sir. Yes. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
I have a woman who does for me.
Hello, Sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair.
There you go.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait! That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I've got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. Oh, dear. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over You.
Hush. Hey, anything when you can't think of the words? Stand there, do it again. This is all extra stuff.
Right. I've got it, Seagoon.
See a doctor. Is that right?
It's the old ones that are going down tonight.
I see. Yes, yes. I've got it, Doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, exactly, and exactly, and in that order. Yeah. Seagoon, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you know?
Boy, boy, boy. No, I'm boy. How are you, Dick?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Yep. How's your old dad? And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
And it's known as an in joke.
Yes, yes, it's an out joke.
Not going very deep,
boy. Yes, yes.
How's your old dad?
My old dad very well, to be sure.
Good, good, good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Fine, they're both okay?
Yep, yep.
Yes. Both our old dads are okay?
Yes.
Good, good.
Brigadier, this man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, it ain't looks to count. It's what you got up here that matters.
What have you got up there?
Nothing. Hey, see, look here. How is your old dad getting on, then?
I don't see what my old dad's health has got to do with
it. Well, I'm glad you are meaning this.
Gentlemen,
arguing.
Next the argument, please.
Hey,
gentlemen, I've just been on the pornograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
How far is it?
Oh, miles.
Oh. Let's go!
Ah! This is the house, and I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
You get a name like that.
Hey, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Krantz.
Oh!
It's me.
You idiot.
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 Mr. Krantz, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key's gone. I don't know.
Curse, the door's locked.
Yes. Try the window. That's open.
The window's locked as well.
Yes, it's open, I
think. It's locked, I tell you. Come out and see for yourself.
All right, sir. Let me try it. Yes, the window is locked. Yes. What a state of affairs. And what with the door and the window.
Look, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo! Yes.
That was a good idea.
In a striped shirt and khaki. try to feel sexy when my room looks like an Urban Outfitters catalog. I like everything to be cute. We're looking at pictures of my family and it is getting awkward.
So weird.
Cause you're staring at a picture of my dog while something's going on in your boxers.
Do you want to share what's happening with your body right now?
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
But don't be surprised if my kid wakes up. She likes to cry in the middle of the night because she don't want to keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling. So let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Yeah, let's get into it right now.
I'll go first.
I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core? Okay, now it's your turn.
How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected by the economy?
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard. Gonna get so deep.
Quack. Look her up online. Very good. My show's Cinementia. One more show to go. It was very good last night. Thank you to all who attended. That was very nice of you. We had a good turnout. It's a big theater, so it's nice to see bodies in the seats. Also, I want to plug Marlene Goes to Hollywood, part of the festival as well. And she's got a show tonight at 6 p.m. at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. You can go to the One Festival and check it out. That's Marlene Goes to Hollywood. That's with Marlene Villafan. I think that's how you pronounce it. And she's got a show on Sunday at 5 p.m., May 1st. And you can do a double bill. And my show's at 2 p.m. So check it out. Okay, Sunday, May 1st, my show 2 p.m. And Marlene Villafane's Marlene Goes to Hollywood will be at 5 p.m. She's a doll of a person. It looks like a very good show. I can't wait to see it. So I'm plugging her because she was nice enough to come to my show. That tells me she's got class. All righty. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, a pre-Mother's Day show with Cloris Leachman. I guess her son will be joining you, Ed Glenn Jr. So that's every Tuesday, 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker. All right. I'm multitasking as usual. And in the midst of all my multitasking, where is it? Ah, there's my switchboard. I've got to stop doing that. That is just crazy. All right. How are we doing for time? Okay. We're like, good. Let's see. I was trying to find something appropriate for today. Don't forget, my TV show's on tonight, 7 p.m., three channels in Manhattan, and live on the internet, www.mnn.org, Lifestyles Channel, 7 p.m. You can watch it from anywhere. in the world. Oh, this one's for you, Betty Jo.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need. My mother, for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, because of your family. You're nuts because you're nuts. Crazy insane. Who are you trying to kid? Embrace your inner id.
Over to the Mad Moose later and party down. places here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got the sharp turn though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there. Tuck and roll. We'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on the hood. Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut up that other place. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, dangerous. Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Roses in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer. You know, so I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the Binghamton. I've got to drive a long way for everything to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just. Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. That kind of stuff. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the Long Dog. With a short walk. Lost Dog. Okay, Lost Dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it. It's a very Aryan crowd. I noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all Mishpacha! I'm Nancy Lombardo. And woo! This has been Ladies of the
Polo, Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. And my friend Kathy Barrick has a show, too. Go see it tomorrow. I think it's at 2 o'clock at the One Festival. Check out the One Festival. Kathy Barrick, west of Williamsburg there. She's got a good show. Okay. Thank you for joining in. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, everybody. And don't forget, one more day to see my show, Cinementia.